Penguin Random House Audio presents Master the Marathon, the ultimate training guide for women. This is the author, Allie Nolan. Note to listeners, this program includes a downloadable PDF of exercises and training plans from the book. This book is dedicated to my grandmother, Maria Campo. Foreword by Desiree Linden. When you tell someone you are a runner, two questions immediately follow. What is your mile time? And have you run the marathon? The mile and the marathon are the events in distance running that matter the most. They are running's sexy events. The mile is the perfect short story. Every detail matters, and there's not a second to waste. You come off the start line at a hot pace and keep that rhythm high as lactic acid builds in your muscles and sears your lungs. It's four perfect laps of suffering that are over in an instant. As a young runner, the mile captured my heart. The speed, the burn, the pain that happened over the distance made me feel alive. I spent much of my early running career hanging on to the idea that I was made for speed. I looked at longer distances as a cop-out of real racing. Longer distances were the polar opposite of feeling alive. They were hours of slow running where you battled off a long, slow death. Not for me, I had decided. The marathon is a completely different beast from the short story that happens on the track. It's an epic tale that unfolds over thousands of pages. It should come as no surprise that the origin story of the marathon comes from a Greek legend. The event is rooted in a lore and history. Legend has it that Pheidippides ran the roughly 25-mile route from Marathon to Athens to announce the Greek victory over the invading Persian army. Upon reaching the Athenian agora, Pheidippides announced, "Rejoice, we conquer!" then promptly died from exhaustion. Naturally, this has become something that we mortals feel we must replicate and put to the test. Can we perform such an amazing feat? Can we master the marathon? After departing college and spending those years as a track runner, trying to master the art of speed, I finally gave in to the challenge of the marathon. Feeling alive on the track had been fun, but who wouldn't want to write their own epic tale of how they fended off death by exhaustion? The idea of pouring all my energy into 26.2 miles of road stretched out in front of me seemed simultaneously daunting and thrilling. There's so much distance to cover, so much to learn, so much time for everything to go wrong or just right. This was a chance to learn an entirely new sport. I signed up for my first marathon in the spring of 2007, and I buried myself in the training. I strung together weeks and then months of the highest mileage of my life. I conquered 20-mile-long runs for the first time. I learned about cumulative fatigue. I prepared my mind. I trained my gut because in the marathon, that's a thing that needs to be trained too. Who knew? I lined up for the 2007 Boston Marathon in nor'easter conditions, feeling like I had prepared for everything that the event could possibly throw my way. Boy, was I wrong. I battled through the conditions and competed with some of the best runners in the country and the world and finished a respectable 18th place. I loved every second of the race, and as it was unfolding, I knew that as prepared as I thought I was, I had only scratched the surface of understanding the event. I crossed the finish line and I was hooked. It took me only one run over the fabled 26.2-mile distance to realize track running can make you feel alive, but the marathon can transform your life. The puzzle of the marathon has kept me coming back to it for years. In the process of trying to put together my perfect race, I've managed to run myself onto two U.S. Olympic marathon teams, finish in the top five at 9 Abbott World Marathon Majors races, and even win the Boston Marathon in some of the worst racing conditions in the history of the sport. You might think I have the whole distance figured out, but I don't. In fact, Every time I complete a training block and finish a race, I'm taken aback by all the new things I've learned and what I still haven't gotten just right. The deeper I get into the marathon training game, the more I realize that nailing the details can make or break your experience. The marathon is chess, not checkers. If we're fine-tuning details, shouldn't we have a resource that is tailor-made for women's specific needs? After all, as environmental exercise physiologist and nutrition scientist Dr. Stacy Sims says, women are not small men. Having Master the Marathon as a resource designed specifically for women is going to help us find our proper paces, necessary fueling needs, optimal mindset, and more by using the details in our life and physiology that make us unique. Most important, this guide is going to provide you with the practical tools to help you become a better version of yourself. You'll encounter tips from the foremost female experts and coaches in running. Use their wisdom and motivation as you work through your own marathon journey and craft your own epic version of the marathon tale. Chapter 1, A Guide Just for You. So, you want to run a marathon. What are you thinking? Do you really want to pour every last ounce of energy you have in your reserve into a months-long process that culminates in your sweating, crying, and belching your way across a marathon finish line? The answer is, of course, yes. If you've been there before and you're hooked, know that I understand. If this is your first, you've entered a whole new dimension of self-imposed human suffering. And you know what? It's amazing. During this process, you'll get input from a variety of people. Your friends, your colleagues, your great aunt Norma, people who have hardly walked outside to take their trash out, let alone run a marathon, will want to offer unsolicited advice. They all mean well. They'll probably also tell you that running the marathon in and of itself is an accomplishment. Sure, I think we can all agree that running 26.2 miles is a huge athletic achievement. But, my dear marathoners, I have a question for you. If you're going to dedicate months of training to a single day in your life, don't you want to put everything you've got into making it the best dang race ever? Shouldn't your goal be to finish knowing that you did everything in your power to kick the marathon's butt? Yeah, I thought so. It's time to live up to your truest potential. Guess what? You're ready. Training for 26.2 is something almost otherworldly. The process is immersive, focused, and can at times lift you out of your humanoid self and onto the plane of the divine. At other times, you might feel stomped on, used up, and so freaking tired. And yet you relish the agony because, despite the physical pain, excitement builds within you. At the end of all the work, you will line up and run 26.2 miles. It will be hard, but it will also be spectacular. Why do we need a marathon training guide specifically for women? As of 2020, only 0.5% of people in the U.S. could say that they've completed a full marathon. Women represent 45.7% of runners within that tiny group. This number, which shows women making up nearly half of the marathoning population, amazes me. Female athletes have come so far in such a short span of time. As recently as 1966, women were forbidden to run 26.2-mile races. Professionals believed it was physically impossible and dangerous for women to run anything more than a mile and a half. One common myth was that if women ran any farther, our uteruses would just fall out. But as with many other barriers women have faced over the course of history, we fought our way in. In 1966, Bobby Gibbs snuck onto the Boston Marathon course and became the first woman to run the full course. When Gibb talks about running, it's clear that the sport always meant more to her than racing or competing. She ran for the beauty of it, to be at one with nature and herself. There was no ego involved, no obsession about her times. Her idea of a good run was looking into the distance at a mountaintop and spending the whole day running to the summit.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?